share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Over the past few weeks, some preachers and politicians have spoken against the necessity of organizing concerts in Malaysia. Some said that a concert itself should not be banned, but the guidelines should be reviewed prior to approving a concert. Just yesterday, September 5, Datuk Seri Shahidan Kasim, Minister of Federal Territories, finally responded to the call. He revealed that concerts that have been approved for performance in Kuala Lumpur will be reviewed as they have received certain complaints from the public. "We were told that certain concerts do not contribute to youth development." Shahidan said that the concerts will be reviewed to ensure their suitability for the people. Concertgoers will be aware that there's a list of scheduled performances in Kuala Lumpur for the rest of this year. However, Shahidan did not specify which concerts will be reviewed. During a press conference at the Kuala Lumpur National Youth Day Celebration 2022, Shahidan also said that entertainment is not wrong, but guidelines play an important role when it comes to having fun. "We can enjoy entertainment, but at the same time, we want concerts to have a positive impact on the audience." Shahidan added that his ministry prepared venues for concerts to be held through Kuala Lumpur City Hall, DBKL. When it comes to filtering and issuing approvals for the concerts in Kuala Lumpur, a committee in DBKL will usually handle the part. Following Billie Eilish's concert in Bukit Jalil 2 weeks ago, a preacher has made it clear that concerts should be banned to avoid more societal issues. With the Ministry of Federal Territories now reviewing the guidelines for the upcoming concerts, do you agree with his take on it? Also read. After Billie Eilish, preacher now wants Blackpink's concert in 2023 to be cancelled. Source. Utusan Source. 123RF. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.